to give you a sense of numbers, our lab to date has only received 19 positive samples or that are positive for influenza, and 145 are negative. Compared to this same week from last year, we had 128 positive samples. So it's about 10% of the number we'd seen last year at this time.
And nationally, my understanding is flu cases are down. So many are saying, well, it's a mild winter, and that's the reason. I mean, is there a correlation between milder weather and a mild flu season?
I think it's not quite that simple. A lot of what has to do with how many people come down with flu has to do with the type of influenza that's circulating. Some viruses have the ability to infect more people and make people sicker than other viruses. And this year, it looks like the viruses that we're seeing are just not as virulent or as dangerous as some of the flu viruses we've seen in the past. We have a lot of a type of influenza virus called H3 and some influenza B virus, which is known to be less severe than the H1N1, for example, the 2009 that we saw a few years ago. There's some speculation that milder weather would have people have other fewer respiratory illnesses, have less coughing and less illnesses transmitted from person to person if they're spending less time inside. But I think that the data to really back that up is weak, so I can't say it's a strong link.
What about the fact that more people have had flu shots?
That definitely seems to be important. When you look at the numbers of people that are getting vaccinated for the flu, it is going up every year. It's hard to know at which point you've reached the place where enough people are vaccinated to prevent that flu virus from getting into your community. But we know for sure the more people are vaccinated, the less flu we're going to see. To give you a number for that, from our New Hampshire immunization program, there's been 151,000 doses of flu vaccine distributed this year. So people are getting vaccinated, and I can't tell you how much that's a part of it. I think it has to do with a lot of things, but I think the vaccination rate is definitely a big part of keeping our state healthy.
So what's the outlook for the rest of the season?
You know, usually by the time we start to see a lot of influenza B, that's the harbinger of the end of the season. We kind of know when we see that the season is winding down. I feel a little unsure saying that this time because our season started so late that we didn't even really see flu cases until January anyway. So normally you'd expect a flu season to last at least a couple of months. So I there's no way for me of predicting when this flu season is going to end, but it does. To this point, it definitely has been a very mild flu season.
Can we make any predictions for next season?
Well, we know that every year the influenza continues to circulate kind of through the globe. It moves from our winter to the southern hemisphere's winter and gains some mutations during that time. And it will be back next year with some added genes, most likely, and some changes. So whether or not we'll see the same H3 and flu B circulating next year is really unknown. So no, I can't predict how the flu will mutate between now and next year.